Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we are joined in the studio by Mr. Tommy Dortch, who's here to talk about one of the Atlanta Business League events. Tommy Dortch, welcome.
Hey, it's always, I'm at home when I come here, and it's good to be here. Having graduated from CAU, I'm a Panther. But, of course, being here for the 43rd anniversary of WCLK, this is phenomenal to be at such a wonderful place.
It is. I'm glad that you're here, and I'm glad that you feel like it's home. And you are here to talk with our listeners about the 10th Annual State of Black Business Conference. It's amazing that it's been going on for 10 years.
It's been a decade, and I serve as the vice chair of public policy for the Atlanta Business League. I've had the wonderful pleasure of three different terms as being chairman of the board and working with a phenomenal leader in Leona Barr Davenport, our president and CEO. We were just talking recently about her two decades this year of being 20 years as the president and CEO. But she continues to move us and the board and our organization toward opportunities that are great for African-American and minority-owned businesses. And this year, with our 10th anniversary for the Congress, we started this in my tenure as chairman of the board. We are going to have in the room individuals to talk about over $10 billion worth of opportunities. And we have some of the leading individuals in this city from agencies and from corporations and organizations. I mean, when you look at Keith Parker, who is the head of MARTA, who will be there with us, and we look at opportunities that are coming at the airport with some $6 billion in our expansion that's there, and you look at what's going on with the Georgia Department of Transportation, billions there. So we're going to have the people in the room not only to talk about what they're doing, but to interface with business owners about how they can participate in that those procurement opportunities.
And now, Tommy, sometimes when our listeners hear that $10 billion, it seems like pie in the sky. It seems like an unbelievable number. And you've mentioned some of the folks who are going to be there and the business that's coming. How do we break that down so that our small business owners, some who are members of the Atlanta Business League, some who need to become members of the Atlanta Business League, how do they fit their minds around what that means for them and their business?
Well, the good thing about the activities that we host through the Atlanta Business League, we have something for the more developed businesses, those who can do millions of dollars worth of business, all the way down to those who do hundreds and a few thousand dollars worth of business. And the good thing about this Congress is that individuals from so many different types of businesses will find opportunities. But, you know, the first thing is to tell them is if you don't show up, you can't show out. So you got to be in the room first. I worked, for example, Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport has been one of the organizations I've worked with through IAC and now with A3 as a subcontract to the A3. We did $1.6 billion in opportunities for minority-owned businesses when we did the first expansion of Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. It was a $5.4 billion program. $1.6 billion of that went to minority-owned businesses. We now have a new $6 billion expansion, building a six runway, doing another concourse. And the goal is to do 37%. Atlanta's the only city in the nation that has a mandated EBO program and equal business opportunity program. This started under the late, great Maynard Jackson, Mayor Maynard Jackson, and continues on now through Mayor Kasim Reed. So that's one area, Fulton County. So when we talk about $10 billion, it's the collectiveness. So it's not just a $100 million contract, a $10 million. There are small contracts in this. But the other side of that, and it's one of the things that we've tried to do, and Leona has done a phenomenal job, is that the minority-owned businesses in the room needs all kinds of goods and services. And so we connect smaller businesses with businesses from our community. I buy and procure a little bit of everything with my six companies. So there are opportunities for you to do business with each other, as well as opportunities to do business with the agencies.
And this is the Congress on the State of Black Business. For our listeners who are considering or thinking, maybe this is a place that I belong, who are the people that should be in the room?
I think those who are in business and just as startups, those that have been in business for years, those folks who may be employed at their various agencies or companies and really want to test entrepreneurship. All of this, I mean, this is available for all of them. We have a forecast, for example, Danny Boston, who's one of the top economists in this nation. He's done work for Congress. He's done work for the state of Georgia. And this person is phenomenal. He'll be talking about economic forecasts and opportunities. He'll be in the room. We have business owners who have made it, who started from the beginning and moved to where they are. I started my own business, my first business in 1994. And here I am now in 2017 with six businesses in multiple states and several hundred employees. But I had to start somewhere. And I was able to make it because one of the first organizations I joined was Atlanta Business League. When I came out of the U.S. Senate working with Sam Nunn, I joined the Atlanta Business League. I joined the Metropolitan Chamber. I joined the Convention and Visitors Bureau. But my greatest benefit came from Atlanta Business League. I got to sit with like businesses. I got mentored by some of the greatest in the city, from Herman Russell and Jesse Hill and others like that, who helped to open the door. And then the people at Atlanta Business, the late John Cox and all those folks, were pushing and making sure that opportunities were there. So people who want to start a business, people who want to improve and build their capacity, and those who really have the capacity and want to find out where the opportunities are, they should be in the room for this. And we hope we'll get students, too, because we need to connect. Because even with all these businesses, we need great employees. We need interns. So this event that we do with Congress is for everybody. Elected officials ought to be in this room so they can hear what we're forecasting and see what we're trying to do. Because you can't govern if you don't communicate with the people you're trying to serve.
You mentioned a couple of things, trends and young people. The Atlanta Business League has been around for a long time, and a lot of people may think of you guys as the, you know, the old stodgy, you know, black folks, those people in the suits and ties or what have you. What do you say to young folks who are maybe startup in technology or a startup in creative arts and, you know, textiles? Are those people welcome?
There's room for all of them. We have, I look at Laron Williams, he's a phenomenal young guy. When I was chairman of the board, we were looking for technology to help us raise new resources. And Laron came up with this this online bidding process from his company where it takes the pledge. Laron did a phenomenal job for us. I meant Laron Walker. I said Laron Williams. Laron did a phenomenal job. And with his program, we were able to raise about $180,000 in the room from the Text to Pledge. But when you look at people like Laron, and Laron now is in manufacturing and the things that he's developing all over this country, young brother. And then there are others who come through there. And so for younger people, it's a chance to network and be mentored, because I've been in the mentoring business for years, having served as the international chair for 100 Black Men of America for 10 years. It's all about mentoring. I've written the books on mentoring. We have members who are just as focused on how do we help that next generation. And we have those who get excited about helping the next generation, because those of us who are where we are will help. I mean, you look at C.D. Moody and all of those. Herman Russell brought those guys along. And when you look at each generation, somebody mentored them. And so the mentality of a lot of our members is that we've got to give back and we got to help move folks along. Egbert Perry, he came through that Herman Russell mentoring type of program. I was impacted by the late Herman Russell and Jesse Hill. And of course, my father was an entrepreneur. But as you look at those who are out here, Atlanta Business League is about bringing on that next generation. And I tell them, like I've said to my son, you know, at someday I'm going to retire and I'm just going to collect my check as chairman of the board. Somebody's got to do the work. We're looking at that now.
Well, I know it might not sound as cool as a hackathon or an all-night stay over to solve a problem, but the 10th Annual Congress on the State of Black Business is taking place on Tuesday, March 14th, and it's a full day from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And for our listeners who do want to participate, where can they get the information? Where do they need to go?
Well, first we'll be at Morehouse School of Morehouse College in the Shirley Massey Executive Conference Center, and so we invite folks to come on and check us out there. They can go to the Atlanta Business League website, and they can just call the Atlanta Business League, and come visit Atlanta Business League from that angle. The information is out there. They can find it. Won't be a problem. And for those who want to just come and network and meet and connect up, just tell them, call Atlanta Business League at 404-584-8126. Or go to our website, AtlantaBusinessLeague.com, .org rather. They can get us at AtlantaBusinessLeague.org. I got that. .org. And in addition to AtlantaBusinessLeague.org, just simply call a local business person. I tell you, anybody that's doing anything that's an African-American minority-owned business, they'll know about Atlanta Business League because it paved the way for us to be able to be where we are. Now, when Booker T. Washington did the great exposition right here in Atlanta and to where we are now, who was the founder of the Atlanta Business League, who challenged us then, and we are still living from that challenge. Atlanta Business League is the place. It is the organization that works every day to try and open up doors of opportunity for our businesses from our community, but tries to connect private sector with the small business so we can keep opportunities flowing. So the Atlanta Business League is the go-to organization. Leona Barr Davenport and her crew are looking forward. Come on over to Morehouse College. Come learn, come connect. But more importantly, if you don't show up, you can't show out. If you don't come in the room, you can't take anything out of the room.
I love it. Show up so you can show out. That's the 10th Annual Congress on the State of Black Business, Tuesday, March 14th, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Shirley A. Massey Executive Conference Center at Morehouse College. Tommy Dorch, thank you.
It's always good to be at home with, of course, WCLK, my radio station, that, of course, for the greatest jazz, but also the connection to the community, we have to stay and support and write those checks for WCLK.
I know that's right.